for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, May the 23rd, 2008, Tom Stone is the speaker of this service teaching on Repent Quickly.
Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Lord, we glorify your name because, Lord, nothing can be done without you. And Lord, I just release this hour to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the rest of this day to you, Father. I release it to you, Lord God. Lord, bring me under subjection to your Holy Spirit. And I thank you and I praise you and glorify. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody getting a little bit more comfortable the way we're going, doing things as the new people come in, it needs a transition, because I tell you what, when I first came here, it was a shock to me. And I know that I was a stranger in the land too, so guess what? We need to be kind to strangers. Because we be something else. Before I get started, I got two testimonies I want to talk about. And it ties right in with my lesson. You know, death and life is in the tongue, you know. Well, couldn't that go further? Couldn't it be in your hearing or in your eyesight or in your walking ability? Could it be in your getting up ability and everything? All right, the other day, and the word says, no pestilence should come nigh thy dwelling. Well, I was on the job the other day. I don't know about you folks anywhere else in the United States, but here we've been really blessed with bull gnats. You know what a bull gnat is? It's about a bug about that big with teeth about that long. And they swarm around your eyes. You get out around cattle or animals and they just swarm you. And they've been so thick in some places around our county they've killed chickens and things like that. And so, but anyway, I was on the job the other day and one attacked me. And I have don't like those things, but bless them anyway. And it went in my ear. And I couldn't get it out. So, night before last, I was laying there and my head went to banging. Oh, how many people in here had a hearing earache in here? Well, guess what? There was an earache happening. Well, I got this earache, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, God, what have I done? And I got up and I prayed and I prayed and I broke evil soul ties with everybody I could think of. And then he said, he gets real humorous with you sometimes. He says, what about the things you refuse to hear? So I said, okay, Lord, forgive me for the things I refuse to hear. And there's several things. I'm not going to say one of the things because it stands to incriminate me, but the thing about it is, see, I was supposed to write out a contract and give it to a person. But the other part of it was, you get involved with the labor board and all the insurances and all that stuff, and I don't want to hear it, but I've got to do it. Okay? So I confessed it, and I went down, I paid my money. Really, it was all about paying the money. And I paid my money and I'd done my dues. So, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I thought about, you know, eyesight. Do we refuse to see something the way God wants us to see it? Or do we make a judgment on what God's really doing that the judgment is wrong? So, if it's in your case and you want to manifest, go ahead. We'll pray for you. But, yeah, and you know, and we all do. I mean, we all do. Yeah. You know, I don't have to say who it is. You know, your spirit knows. But I'm telling you what, God is really coming back to minister to His people. And I like it because He's wanting to do a quick work. He wanted us to repent quickly. And just like Jerry talked about false prophets, if they don't tell you to repent, they're not a prophet. You know? And so, that seemed like the only message I've got is repent. You know, repent. Because I'm telling you what, He's coming quickly. For some people, He's coming quicker than quick. Because like just like Jesus said, it's some people that may not be able to come back next year to a meeting of this time because they might be already gone. So how quick is that? That's quick. And everything we do and everything we say affects us. Let's start in the Word. I've got several scriptures here that the Lord kind of pointed out to me. The first one is in Proverbs 18:21. And as you're getting there, you know, because you need to see it in your Word. And I read the King James because me and Brother Glenn, we're kind of on the same page. He's got the same Bible I got, and I've got his Bible. So we try to stay, you know, on the same like mind. But 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now what kind of appetite do you have? Just a little bit of time for the Holy Spirit just to sink in there. What kind of appetite do you have? Just think. Do you have an appetite to bless people or curse people? Especially our children. Because we as parents, we've got really good eye vision and a whole lot of understanding, and we want to tell our children, well, why don't you do so-and-so? Instead of praying for them. We need to pray for them, especially in our closets. Because I think they're the pruning shears to us. They're also the correct, and I think they got a direct wire to this thermostat over here that we want to try to control. You know, sometimes it's too cold in here, and sometimes it's too hot. And when they're connected to that and they push the hot button, it's pushed. And it takes a while for us to come down. So we better be starting careful on the fruit we like to eat. I want to be healthy. And I want to eat the proper food to remain to be healthy. And I'm not talking about exactly food that you eat. I'm talking about what's in your heart, what's in your mind, will and emotions. Let's go to Matthew 12:36. Because God, I think, is wanting to do some things in us, through us, and to us. And I guarantee you, it'll happen to you. Because there's nobody exempt. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. But I say unto you that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall be given an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. If we go around condemning people, what do you think is going to boomerang on us? The boomerang that will come back around and we shall be condemned. But now if we live by the word and give a good account, then we should be eating the right fruits. Especially in our church bodies, because it seems like there's always somebody that wants to come in and antagonize somebody. And then you always have the talebearers come around, well, Francis, did you hear? Or Jane, did you hear what he said? Now, what kind of fruit are we going to eat? Because I'm telling you what, we're going to have to be knit together with cords of love far greater than we used to. Far greater than we used to. The other night I had a dream that we was on a My wife was with me, and we was on this van, and there was a bunch of people in there. I don't know who all was in the people, but we was heading up this mountain. And I mean, it was not quite a 45 degrees, but it started off kind of shallow, and the further you went up the mountain, the steeper it got. And if anybody knows about hill climbing, you'll get so steep, all of a sudden things start powering out. Well, the vehicle made the top of it, and we all got out, and I was walking around, and I had the keys in my hand. And I was carrying them very kind of careless, a little bit, you know. And there was some kids running around there, and all of a sudden, here come a dog, and come right by my hand. Guess what he done? He snatched the keys, Jerry, and started running all around. Well, I chased the dog for about 20 feet, but guess what happens to when you're getting to your 60s? You don't have no, you know, marathon in your whole, if you haven't been in training and continued training. So I said, this ain't working. And so I thought about it, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, dog, in Jesus' name, and bring my keys back in Jesus' name. That dog made a big circle out there and come back and put the keys down at my feet. I reached down and picked up the keys and stuck them in my pocket for security. Now, I'm telling you what. Now, what the real thing about it was, Satan's going to mess with your keys if you let him. And God gave you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So you better take care of your keys. Take care of the fruit that you're eating and what you're giving out, to be able to have that authority to bind and to loose. Because you may be up on that top of the mountain, and it may be just a mountain like we have here, and you want to come down to come back to your home or to your dwelling or to your job or to your churches. So the keys and what we eat and what we say and what we do. Okay, let's go to John 23. These are all been preached on and preached on and preached on. But I guarantee you, we need repetition. And when you go to school, repetition is what really makes it sting, is to sink in there. Some of us are knotheads, and we're looking at the spider on the wall. And the spider is climbing up in the high place up here and keeping you from retaining what the teacher is trying to tell you. So she tells you the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and pretty soon you won't be gobbling at whatever's on the wall or out the window or whatever, and you may hear it. And so we got to always kind of come back and retain the Word of God. And it says, study to show thyself approved, a workman not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of God. So if we study the Word and we get in the Word, then we can become what the Word says we can be. But yet we have to be repented up, prayed up, and whatever God tells us to do, we better get with the program. Verse 23. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained to him. So if you remit sins, what kind of fruit are you putting out? Love. Now if you retain sins, what are you putting out? Unforgiveness, anger, hatred. So, these are basic things, but yet we need to hear about them. But they're also keys to your health. And a lot of us don't never think about health matters. All we think about is our emotions. I'm going to give them peace of my mind. Or they done this wrong, and I'm not going to forgive them. You know? So I think the church needs to get a hold of this remitting sins. And guess what? A lot of times you have to do it over and over and over and over and over again. Because when I was deep buried in my anger that I used to have, and I suffer from some of the symptoms of times past, it says you'll be put in prison and you have to be prayed for, and got out of prison many times. So in other words, every time you get mad, angry, frustrated, you get slapped in jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200. Do not go to Park Place. You can't buy the railroad. And it's not a game, but it's real. And that really what turned me around. You know what? I got tired of hurting. I got tired of colds. I got tired of snotty nose. I got tired of aches and pains. And God's word is right, because I made some judgments against people. But see, I didn't even realize what was happening. Anger or fear without and anger within. Because I believe that I may be wrong. Now, I stand to be corrected. But I understand in my spirit that fear happens first and then anger, boom. But they're so close together, you can't recognize them. And leads into idolatry. You got in my space, Jerry. You preach my message. You know, whatever. You know, then those are simple, goofy things, but don't mean nothing. But this is the way it happens. You know, for instance, well, you stole my glory. Or I could do it just as well as they could. Why didn't you choose me? Yeah. How come you didn't choose me? Because it just didn't happen that way. Sit down, be quiet. The Lord's going to deal with you, whether you want Him to or not. He will deal with you. He'll deal with every person in this room, assuredly. Because He dealt with me so many times, it's unreal. And if He's working on me, I know He's going to work on you. And hopefully He don't. I hope you got it better together than I do. You know, just like this bullneck attacking me and getting in my ear, and all of a sudden my head went to banging on the side. You know, and all that, you know, you guys that you're young adults, you have the power and authority over your children before they're ever born. And the other day, I'm not going to name names, but a person called me and said, my child's got an earache. Now, what do you think would cause that earache? Anger in the household between the spouses. And we got the power to stop the earache in our children. We've got the authority to stop the headaches. Because the headaches is anger within our children. We've got the power and authority to stop our children from having, what do you call it? Tears in the stomach, ruptures, hernias. Because hernias is anger, rage. Now, you want to check yourself out? If you got rage and anger, is also connected to varicose veins. It's a bulging of the blood vessels. You think God's going to search you? Do you think the things will manifest? Let's read. Where do we get to? John 20:23? Alright, let's go to Matthew 16:19. I'm going to tell you something. God's really been working on me lately. And guess what? You got the same barometer that I've got. But just start asking God what's going on. And it's the barometer is your body, your own physical body. 16:19. All right. We were talking about the keys a while ago. And I will give you unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and to whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, we go back to these spiritual things. Each one of these manifestations that happens in your body, there is connection between the root, and the root is the manifestation that's happening in you. But His Word will set you free. You live in fear, it's going to have fear of all the time in you. It's going to manifest in your respiratory system and also in your heart. Matthew 6, 9:15. These are simple things. And this is, has pertained to the Lord's Prayer. And He says, "And in this manner that pray thee, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth." What it means is in you, and it isn't in heaven. Give us this day thy bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. All right? That's talking about forgive ourselves and forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Here comes the real two-sticker verses. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Father will forgive you. Will forgive you. Will forgive you. Verse 15, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will I, or will the Father Jesus, and if Jesus and the Father are the same as one, will forgive your trespasses. Chapter 18 says that I will turn you over to the tormentors. What is the tormentors? Sickness. Sickness. So, the Father says, I am the God that will healeth thee. We pray to Jesus, the Father will heal you. But guess what? You got to go to every closet. How many of you girls in here go clean your closet? Every one of them got a smile on your face. You all go to clean your closet. Now, how many of you men go clean your closets? Very seldom. I know men because I'm one. I can hang in that closet as long as that closet will hold it. It's okay. Now, but when it comes out the door, then we're going to do something about it. But now, guys, we're going to have to change a little bit. We're going to have to start cleaning our own closets. Yeah. Got one amen. Hallelujah. Isn't Jesus good? But I'm telling you, He'll perform His Word. He will perform His Word to the utmost. Assuredly, Matthew 7, 1 and 2. It says, judge not that you be judged not. For with the judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with the what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. How much weight can we carry? I was watching the World's Strongest Man the other day, and this guy was carrying 900 pounds for 50 yards in, I think it was 36 seconds. That's hauling a lot of weight. Demonic strength. It's also all your drugs that you could put in your body to assess your muscles and stuff like that. Now, how much weight do you guys want to tote? How many people are tagged to your shoulders? How many people are you carrying around? In the spirit realm, we carry around that much weight and don't even realize it. Some of us carry around whole offices. Some of us carry around whole classrooms. Some of us carry around whole churches. Now, how much weight do you want to be measured out to you? I'm tired of carrying weight. I used to be fairly strong. When I get mad, demonic strength. Carly, you know I used to shoe horses, and I went out to this one place, and I was shoeing this one horse, and it was acting like a fool, and it stepped on my toe, and then stepped on my hand, and I got aggravated, and I just got underneath him. I just went straight up, and boom, he fell on his side, and there was a bunch of Spanish people there, and he says, "Bueno, loco que bueno," you know, a crazy white man, you know, and loco and the cabeza, you know, crazy. This guy's... So, you know, how much do we want measured to us? Just think about it a minute. And it's best every time you get aggravated to somebody, especially when you look them in the eye. When you look them in the eye and you get aggravated and your nostrils flare and your jaws set, that's an evil soul tie for sure. Because there's an argument, there's a consultation going on. Somebody wants to win and not going to back up. That's an evil soul tie. So if we would break these evil soul ties as we get into them, especially pastors, when we come, people come up and pray, and this person comes up with a mad fit and all this stuff, especially they don't want to forgive or to remit or to yield, and you pray for them and you look at them, you need to break an evil soul tie with those people. Because I'm telling you what, it will... What happens is, godly hands are laid on an empty vessel. And if you don't watch it, you wind up with in the spirit realm with the mindset as the sons of Sceva. You know? They knew that this guy had an evil spirit. They all went down there to cast this evil spirit out, but this evil spirit didn't want to go because they wasn't where they were supposed to be. So they went away from their bruises naked. Beaten. So we, as pastors or people that pray for people or have spiritual counseling, when they leave there, and if they don't, we need to break evil soul ties. It's just like coming against the spirit of backlash and retaliation, the spirit of nemesis. The same thing. But we need to understand how to go in and come out. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. I heard that verse quoted last night, I think. Somewhere. But I want to get to it where I won't massacre it. Because we all need to look at it in the Word. Because me hearing it and you seeing it is operating two gates. The gates is where he wants to get in. Therefore thou art irresistible, O man, whosoever thou art judged. For we wherein we are judged another, thou committest thyself, or condemnest thyself. For thou hast judged thus the same thing. Woo. Starts getting personal, don't it? You know, I got to where I don't want to even think anymore. I mean, I think about my job and what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't want to think about other people. Because if we think in the flesh, outside of that Holy Spirit pricking us telling us what's going on, we could step off into the same thing. But if we step in and we pray for somebody with a true word from God, like I saw this happen one time, of course it's happened to a lot of us in here, but I'm going to just use this because this person's not here. This man was preaching under a tent, and all of a sudden he shuts down the service and he just starts praying for somebody, and all of a sudden, this lady comes up and he walks over to him and he says, I'm getting a chicken. Something about a chicken. And this lady manifests big time. But what the root of the situation was, this lady was her older brother locked her in a chicken coop with a fighting rooster. Guess what happened? That rooster flogged her. And she was small. Put a spirit of fear on her, and once she wound up in demonic depression for years over that situation. But with that one word, that I bind that spirit of the rooster on you right now in Jesus' name, she had no demonic, no depression after that. God is awesome. God is awesome. Now, if you come with that word, I'm not talking about that situation, but that word of God in any situation, will we get measured the same judgment? No, we won't. Because it'll say, Tom, go free. Carla, go free. Jerry, go free. Francis, go free. Richard, go free. Brother Landry, go free. Or whoever else in here would speak the word. And what kind of measure What do we want to tote around? What burdens are we toting? Just like here's one burden that we do to ourselves. A lot of us do. Between the time of 4:30, usually getting off time, I'm saying, let's just use that as an average, because some of us get off at 11, some of us get off at 7. But from the time, with time we sit down to the table and we eat our meals, we don't really pray over our meals. Now I'm going to get back to that. We don't pray over our meals. We sit down, whether we start reading a book or whether we watch television or whatever we're doing, we'll get up, we'll go to the refrigerator, we'll look in there. We'll go back and sit down. We'll go back to what we were doing. And all of a sudden, we're back to the refrigerator. Is this singing a song to anybody in here? And then, all of a sudden, we eat that thing again and we go back and sit down there pretty soon. We get on such a sugar high that all of a sudden it drops and then... But I come to find out, exercise is good, but if you pray and you break soul ties with everybody that you've had problems with before you ever eat, that's the proper prayer. Or forgiving everybody that you ever had problems with. If you forgive everybody that you ever come in contact with before you eat, you won't get indigestion, you won't get heartburn, and you won't be running back and forth to the refrigerator. Yeah. You'll be satisfied. The peace of God will be there. How much weight do you want to carry? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, we're getting somewhere. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good. I mean, He'll minister to you anywhere in your life. Anywhere. If you let Him. Proverbs 7. You know, and the more and more we look at God and look at His Word, things really work good. 21 through 23. With their much fair speech causes to yield, and with flattering of her lips she forces him. And going after him like straightway as an ox into the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strikes through his liver as the bird hastes to the snare, and know that not is for his life. We know, we may not go this far, but I guarantee you, people has gone this far. And is really what it's talking about is some woman really making a pass at a man, and he's weak, and got all this lust on him. Knows he's not supposed to go, but does it anyway. Now, we know that we're not supposed to do some of these things, but we do it anyway. So we have not only liver problems, but we have kidney problems. We have gallbladder problems. Gallbladder problems. What do you think really causes gallbladder problems? Just the word, the first word, gall. Yeah. Bitter, gall, full of hatred, will not budge, will not return, will not let go. Guess what you sacrifice? Critical health. You sacrifice your gallbladder. And I thought we was a New Testament church. I thought we was a New Testament church and we're out from underneath the law. That was God's law a long time ago. But it still works today. Has God changed anything? Has His Word changed at all? No. Not one jot nor tittle. And we're talking about every verse that I've read is a law. If you do it, you go free. If you don't do it, you suffer. He's neat. Because He knew it before it was going to happen. And He wrote it down before it happened. Before you ever got off into your spirit of anger, hatred, revenge. receiving the spirit of rejection or receiving the spirit of abandonment or receiving anything, he had already written the formula for us to overcome. John 3, 1 John 3. I'm telling you what, he's smart. He's getting smarter. Especially when he spoke to nothing, created something, hung on nothing, and still here. Now, and we want to stand up and say, no. I was talking to a man the other day, and the Holy Spirit just started talking to me and said, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, these three are one. Jesus was with God. God was with Jesus. The Holy Spirit was there. They hadn't came down to the earth yet. But, and he says, and I came in a volume of books. And then if we don't understand that, then we go back and read some of the laws that Moses just spoke to the people, because God said, I'm not going to go talk to these heathens or these sinful people. And God said to Moses, go tell my people this. And all those laws that says that are God's, and they are still around. They're still in effect today, all except for this, the temple laws. But yet, even at that, we're still sacrificing today and don't even realize it, because we go see our friends and in the hospital all the time. They're up there sacrificing, and you tell them, "Well, repent." I will not. I will not forgive that person. Just wait. I'll get even with that person. Ooh. Wrong theology. Wrong theology. 3:14-15. And we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. Hey, everybody read that real quick to themselves. We know that we have what? Passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Now, how many people want to get saved? Love your brother in Jesus' name. And and how many wants to stay saved? He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And whosoever hateth his brother is what? A murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. How many people wants to hate their brothers? I don't see a hand in here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we cast out that spirit of murder right now in Jesus' name. Because it said it right there. You know? I don't know how long I walked in the spirit of murder and didn't even realize it. That I hated somebody. Sometimes I hated myself. Do you hate yourself? That goes outwardly and inwardly. My. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy. You know, God is good. All the time. All the time. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 and 26. Through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. Do we have patience? In meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. If God prevents you, and will give him a repentance to acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of a snare of the devil who has taken them captive by him that his will. The key is to repent and you recover yourself. We've got to come to the knowledge. We've got to accept our faults. Take ownership. If we take ownership to them where we messed up and repent, that means go a different direction. If you just walk in anger, hatred, and revenge, change it to love, help, and minister, and feed, and uplift, that's repenting. And you'll recover yourself. And they that recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Snares out there. We got an angry woman we're married to, or an angry man, or a man that just say, "Well, you're a stupid lady. You don't know nothing. You're not worthy of this and worthy of that." And, or if the woman says, "Well, you're just like my so and so," or "You, when my father dies, the only person that ever loved me will be gone." Those are terrible things to hear. But yet we do those things. People do those things all the time. And we don't even realize it. But guess what? We can recover. Recover. I want to be recovered. I'm not a recovered alcoholic. I'm a delivered alcoholic. I am healed of that thing. And you need to be realizing you can be healed of anything that's ever attacked you. You know, God's word is so true, and the truth will set you free. If we just say, "Yes, I was that. I was an angry person. I was a drunk." Whether you were, you know, people don't realize they can be drunk in a drunken rage and not be able to control themselves and never took a drop of alcohol. And I mean physically hurt you, abuse you. I've been there before too. Never took a drop. But I mean so angry, so out of it, that that wall was no problem. I was going to go through it, over it, around it, under it, whatever it took. It didn't make no difference. And that's crazy. That's pretty demonic, loco. You know, the veto loco, you know. Yeah. So, guess what? I'm not going to preach to you something I ain't gone through. Because he says, "You shall be my witnesses." And you know what God's brought you out of. So you've been there. You know the pains and agonies. You know? So can you tell the story truthfully? Yes, you can. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. God, thank you. Hey, I'm telling you what, thank God he's got grace for us gray-haired people. And sometimes it takes that long to get it right or to get saved. And guess what? When our body starts hurting us, it's kind of easier to stay saved. You know? And I want to stay saved, and I want you to stay saved. You know, yes, we got problems, and we come and we get prayer. But the next step is to stay out of that situation. Don't go back into that same situation. You could go around, you could go in that vicinity, but don't go back in the same mindset. Don't go back revenge. Well, how can I change this situation? Or was I the cause of that situation? Especially if we were a boss, we'd be surprised. A lot of times we were the cause of the situation. Guess what? The cause is something else. All right, James chapter 1, verse 13. "Let no man say that he was tempted. I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man." So, when we're tempted by anything, is God doing it? Who's doing it? We are. You got to take ownership. When you take ownership, we're getting to the root of the problem. In Malachi, he says, "I want to plow God is a farmer, and he's got a 9-point flat bottom raking plow, and he wants to plow the whole rows at the same time. Yeah. And the situation about plowing is to break the evil root that's in us to set us free, that we can become fruitful. And that's what the plowing is all about. Oh, don't come with me with a shovel. You're digging around my roots. You're digging in my business. I want to say, God is our source. James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which was scattered abroad, greetings. Guess what? If you follow the thing right, there's a little book back there and it says, United States is Israel. We have been scattered abroad. You go back to our roots and most of them came from Europe. You go back further than they came from Israel in that area. And we're connected to the lost tribes of Israel. And we are the spiritual Israel. We went back to all the rest of the world preaching the gospel. But yet now, every time Israel got in their britches too pulled up too high on their hips, they had to be brought down a little bit. And who came against us? The Philistines and the Syrians and stuff. So who's coming against the United States today? Same thing. The time is nigh, folks. We need to start getting the thing right. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eye of the Lord run to and fro. Where? To and fro. The whole world, or the whole earth, to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. I'm going to stop just a second right there. Perfect towards Him. So if we get our hearts in tune with Him and we come to the perfection that we know that we're not perfect, but only He that's in us, we're in a good place. But now if we're not there, we're in that whole world. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shall have war. How many of us is at war? Every one of you is at war. I guarantee there's something you've got to work on. You've got something that you really have to pay attention to every day of your life. And you've got a choice. You can go across Jordan or stay on this side. Yeah, you deal with it now and you don't have to deal with it later. Israel didn't deal with their enemies properly. And if we're Israel today, we're still dealing with the enemies that Israel did not deal with. Wow. Going through the eye of the Lord, running to and fro through the whole earth. Now, where can we hide? Was He there when that thing happened? Was He there when you said this? Can you go to God and say, God, did you know this? No, you can't. Because He was there. He knows exactly what's in your heart, in your mind, your will, and your emotions every moment. So, what the Lord is really saying, He's wanting us to come to maturity. Grow up. When we was children, we spoke as a child. We acted as a child. We done dumb things. We threw rocks at windows and broke them. We had BB gun fights. You know? We jumped fences and stole fruit. You know? We done those as a children. I can't get over a fence now, so no need to be going back there. Guys, all we have to do is, you know, get a hold of His Word. Get a hold of His Word. Psalm 62:2. You know, God is neat. He is more than neat. He's awesome. He's real. He is only my rock, my salvation. He is my defense and shall not be greatly moved. Now, if we have Him as our rock and my salvation, do we run off in anger? Do we run off in fits of fear or a worry or fret or crave? And we shall not be greatly moved. We take time. We spray. If you don't have the time, slow down. And if you can't do anything else, pray in the Spirit until that Holy Spirit comes and tells you what you need to do. Because just like the food, we don't pray through. We don't pray through. The other day I was on the job. I got a little skid steer. It's a little. I call it Bob the Builder because it's one of the smallest bobcats you can buy. And this thing, you get in and you pull this lever and you can spin right around, right where you're sitting. Just go around, 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 around. You pull one lever this way and one lever that way, and away you go. It's dizzy. And I had this job. They had a chain link fence over here and a chain link fence over here. Couldn't get a backhoe in there, this and that and the other. And I said, well, we'll just go back there and dig it by hand. Man, it didn't take long. This manual labor, you know. And then the Holy Spirit said, get on that thing and just dig the ditch with that thing. So I took down a section of the chain link fence, went in there and dug the ditch. Man, it was a whole lot easier. Plowed the ground before I had to stick the shovel in it. Digging dirt and just shoveling dirt is a lot different. Picking and grinning is not country and western music where I was at. It was something else. But He said, you won't be greatly moved. But He moved me. I got on that little thing and I got the job done. And I said, thank you, Lord. So did my helper. He says, because we were both out there sweating, picking and grinning. And we was deep breathing. I had my hour of exercise, or 2 hours. I was breathing deep. I got my heart rate up. But I thank God that He gave me sense enough to listen. And He told me what to do. And I got on it and done it. Proverbs 26:2. As the bird flies wandering, and as the swallow by flying, so a curse causeless cannot light. If we be the bird, and we're doing the chirping, and we're flying out there, and we're passing gossip, we're passing all kinds of things in the airways, then a curse can come. But if we've taken care of it, if we've taken care of our anger, frustration, abandonment, or revenge, our rejections and all that, and all that's taken care of, there is no cause for us to have a curse to light on us. But the biggest open door that I see the church today has is anger. The one thought, the one fleeting thought of anger towards somebody opens the door. And it's like a big 740, you just pick your number, your plane up there that's got an atomic bomb on it. And He'll drop that little curse right on you. And it will manifest itself. It will. Job 33:25. For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. Did God give you any kind of a spirit of fear? Alright. But then we have this mentality. My mother died of a heart attack. My mother died of a stroke. My mother died of cancer. My mother died of this. My mother died of that. And all of a sudden it's set in us. And all of a sudden we get there. Well, my mother died at 76 because of this, a stroke. Is that going to happen to me? What's working there? A fiery dart. A familiar spirit. trying to create fear to open the door for it to happen. I'm getting something out of this. I don't know if you are or not. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews just before James. 11:1. Now I'm going to make a statement here. And it's going to be, okay? Fear and faith are equal in this dimension. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's before. And we've all heard Charles Capps saying, call the dog or whatever it is. You know, you can't see the dog, but you got in the yard and call him. But the other part of the situation is, let's go to verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that hath cometh unto cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, faith is what we need to have towards God. But now, if you faith is not there first, but fear, anger, revenge, and stuff, it's going to perform the same thing in the opposite arena. So I want faith in God to where I don't go to the other arena. I don't go where the gladiators are, and I don't go where the lions are, and don't go where the spears and swords and the other thing being chased down the field and saying, woo, you know. But we need to understand. I think the ultimate sin is the sin of unbelief. If we don't believe in Him, we have missed the whole thing. We have missed the whole thing. Hebrews chapter 6, real quick. 11:6, excuse me. And I done read it. But with faith, without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. I definitely believe He is. There's no way that you could tell me that He don't exist. And there's no way that you can tell me that He don't forgive. Because I know He's forgiven me. And if I mess up, I'm quick to forgive. Quick to confess that I've messed up. How can we fix this situation? And that's the main key to stay saved, is just to agree with your adversaries very quickly that he will not put you in jail or sue you or cause you to sin with a lot of heated conversations or threats or whatever. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is like his life and flesh, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Anybody got arthritis? Huh? Yeah, how do you pronounce osteoporosis? Yeah. Bone cancer. What does it say? But envy. How many needs to get rid of their envy? Alright, in Jesus' name, thank you for the confession right now. In Jesus' name, we bind that spirit of envy in those folks right now. We bind it by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. We command to leave you right now. Envy, jealousy, come out of there right now. In Jesus, loose those people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I want to tell you something. God wants to see every one of you healed, every one of you saved, sealed, delivered. And saved is being saved from something to something, and that's that life abundantly. We got 10 minutes. You want to have a coming out party? Thank you, Father. We just praise you. Lord, we confess that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done, everything you've showed us. And right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just release ourselves unto you, Father, for a further and another cleansing. We just praise and glorify you right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of you stand up just for a moment and kind of wiggle around, get the blood flowing back, because I've done and talked an hour and 45 minutes, and so just get them loosened up, and just and as soon as you get stretched out and your bones all connected back, just sit back down. We're going to pray right quick. Because none of us look like that we're going to starve to death. All right. Hallelujah. Jesus goes through the whole earth looking to and fro. All right, now in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of grief, all spirits of grief in the name of Jesus. Grief towards your mother, grief towards your father, grief towards your spouse, grief towards your children, grief towards anything in Jesus' name, grief towards your church. We bind that and break the power and authority of it and command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of bitterness in Jesus' name. I break the bind the spirit of bitterness in the people today right now. Bitterness towards themselves, bitterness towards their spouse, bitterness towards their teachers, bitterness towards their bosses, bitterness, pure bitterness to anyone that has affected you. I bind that spirit of bitterness right now in Jesus' name. Command it to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of antagonism. Antagonism, come off of the people right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, command it loose you right now. All antagonism in Jesus' name. Yeah. You ain't performing your job. You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. All antagonism, come off. Whether you're doing or you're receiving in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority in Jesus' name. All frustration. I bind the spirit of frustration right now in Jesus' name. Command it loose you. Loose them right now. All frustration in Jesus' name. Frustrated at yourself. Frustrated at your churches. Frustrated at your pastor. Frustrated at your teacher. Frustrated at anything. Frustrated at your boss. Frustrated at your children. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. Command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anger. I bind that spirit of anger right now in Jesus' name. Generational anger. I bind it back till Adam in Jesus' name and your families. I break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I break it, command it loose you right now. All generational anger right now. Anger, rage, hatred. In Jesus' name. I bind it, command it loose you in Jesus' name. I release you from those curses in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of curse in the name of Jesus over you. Whether you're speaking curses towards somebody, or they're speaking curses towards you. I bind it, break the power and authority of it, and command it loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come off the people right now. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. All spirits of unforgiveness right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of unforgiveness in Jesus' name towards somebody or towards yourself right now. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. Command it loose you. Manifest and go. Come off the people. Come off the people right now. All spirits of gossip, I bind that spirit of gossip in the name of Jesus and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. Those words that fly like a sparrow in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of gossip right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of murder in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of slander of any kind, slandering yourself, slandering your children, slandering anybody in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come off the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits are tail-bearing. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command it loose you. In Jesus' name. Come off them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tail-bearing. In Jesus' name. Bind it and break the power and authority of it. Come off of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. All lusting of positions, lustings of jobs, I bind it, break the power and authority of it, and command it loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Why didn't they choose me? In Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. All spirits of lust in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. Command it loose the people. Lust, come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Fortification, come off of them right now in Jesus' name. All fortification, come off the people. We bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All pornography in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of pornography, lusting over pornography in the name of Jesus. Flashbacks. I bind the spirit of flashbacks of pornography right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'll break it and command it loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bind the spirit of all inherited sins in Jesus' name. I'm going to die like my mother died. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. I'm going to die with the same thing my dad said I died with. I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of backbiting, I bind the spirit of backbiting in the name of Jesus. Command it to come off the people in Jesus' name. Backbiting in Jesus' name. Going behind somebody's back in the name of Jesus and trying to murder them in the name of Jesus. We break it and bind it, command to loose you. All spirits of resentment. I bind the spirit of resentment in Jesus' name. Resenting one's spouse, resenting oneself, resenting one's children, resenting one's aunts, uncles in the name of Jesus. I break them and bind them, command to loose you in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of hatred. Hatred, all hatred. Murder with it in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of hatred right now. I command it to come off the people right now. All hatred. Hatred towards to yourself in the name of Jesus. I bind that and break the power and authority of it. All hatred. Manifest and go. All murdering spirits, come off and go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All conflict spirits. I bind the spirits of conflict in Jesus' name. Everywhere I go, there's a conflict. Every place I go, there's an argument. Every place there's hostility, I bind it and break the power of that conflict in the name of Jesus. I break it and command it loose in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, and praise you. And all hatred towards oneself in Jesus' name. I break it and command it loose in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We release more spirits upon ourselves than we can imagine. We break it and bind it, command it loose with hatred of oneself. Hatred. I hate the way that I look. I hate the way I do this. I hate this. I hate that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now all sexuality, you're hating who you are, what you are, in the name of Jesus. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. And loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All self-loathing spirits, loathing yourself in the name of Jesus, loathing somebody else in Jesus' name. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Loathing a job. I hate it. I just don't want to go. I'm not going to go. I'm just going to cause confusion every time I go in Jesus' name. All spirits of uncleanliness, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of rejection by parents in Jesus' name. All parents' rejection right now in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose the people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-bitterness. Being bitter at yourself in the name of Jesus. Bitter at your mother or the father. Or bitter at your brother or your sister. Your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your classmates. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. And command to loose you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of blaming God in Jesus' name. You spirit of idolatry. I break your power and I break your authority. Command it to come off the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, all spirits of Amorite right now. I bind the spirit of Amorite in the name of Jesus. Come off the people. In Jesus. Manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. All Moabite spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind and break your powers. And break your powers and command you to loose them. Manifest and go. All Assyrian spirits in the name of Jesus. I break the power and authority of that in Jesus' name. Command to loose the people in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak a healing to every pain, to every spot in the body that's ailing right now. I speak a healing to the gallbladders. I speak a healing to the livers. I speak a healing to the eyes, to the ears, to the nostrils, to the lungs. I speak a healing to them right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to every joint in the body right now in Jesus' name. We thank in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to all bones. All bones right now in Jesus' name. All skin on Jesus' name. All tissues right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it and bind it and command you in Jesus' name. All haughtiness. I bind the spirit of haughtiness. And I speak a spirit of healing to the scalp in the name of Jesus. I speak a healing to psoriasis. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, people, go be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now for the food. Bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies, for the furtherance of the gospel. We just thank you, God, and we praise you. Lord, bless everybody. Lord God, as they go. God, bring us to you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.